Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. South Dakota farmers, have you noticed reduced weed control this summer? Herbicide failures that can't be explained by sprayer skips or calibration, plugged nozzles, weather, herbicide rates, or adjuvant choices? It could be herbicide resistance, and now's your chance to find out. SDSU weed scientists are running a statewide resistance screening for tough species like kochia and water hemp, or any weed giving you problems. Extension weed management specialist Eric Jones has details.
You were not going to be able to sample every field, but it's still good to know what is still working for herbicides around you and what's not. So when you're making your selection for chemicals for the growing season, you're buying something that's going to be effective, not something that's going to be ineffective due to resistance.
To participate, collect seeds from at least five suspect plants, combine them into one sample, and send it to SDSU for free resistance testing this fall.
We want to try to get the seeds from plants that are either surviving or maybe later emerging. For example, a soybean field where you can see there's a pocket of weeds growing. We want to test those because they likely survived that herbicide application in the season.
Each sample must include a submission form from the SDSU Extension website outlining field location, cropping history, herbicide use, and more. Results will be returned to those who submit. For all the details, visit extension.sdstate.edu and search herbicide resistance screening.